The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Excuse
You're kidding me.
I can't believe they did it again and came back another time. What came back, you ask? Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. With Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett on the frets. Chug-a-choo. Bringing those slicks for you.
Oh my gosh. I love it when instruments talk. You know, I remember, we also got Dana Wickens on the stickins. Dana Wicks near the sticks, sticking all the good producing where it needs to go.
The stick is a metal straw drinking out of a glass. Sustainable living. We're saving the environment.
Iced tea, coffee, or soda, Dana?
This is coffee with mint.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say, you got a little green bean in the bottom of that?
You got a little green bean at the bottom of your coffee, or are you just happy to see me?
Whoa. Jessica came to play today. All right. You love to see it.
They really wanted to.
What an insane thing to say to a fellow human being.
Jessica, and now is the only way I will ever greet you.
I love it. Is that a green bean at the bottom of your coffee? It is. I mean, we truly do live in a world where ever since I turned 12, I do hear sexual innuendo everywhere. And then the years 12 on have been a series of training my brain to just not scream about it the moment I hear it.
Yeah, sure.
Were you about to talk about the teacher and Charlie Brown?
No.
Oh, we were talking about how when instruments talk.
Oh, when instruments talk. Oh, yeah, the trump. I was going to talk about Peter and the Wolf, which I think is famously how we try to make young children care about orchestral music.
And we probably could do better, right?
But it is very good.
It is very good.
But it's so funny because every instrument's a little animal.
I love it. I love when the bird goes do 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 do. Maybe that's not the bird, but the bird does something in there.
What do you got, Scott?
Oh, that's the bird. Oh gosh, Scott knows everything.
Do 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 do. What is that? Is that like a clarinet?
One of them is one of
the violins.
The violin.
The wolf is an oboe, right?
No, that's the duck.
The duck is an oboe.
Oh my gosh, do you stand Peter and the Wolf?
I stand Peter and the Wolf so hard.
I love it.
A medley piano cover of the whole thing. I love that.
You made
thing,
such a joyous grin when I dropped it. I love it.
I love it.
What is Peter?
Peter is the violin section.
Okay, and the wolf is what?
The wolf is the brass, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Is what Brett just said. Wow. What's Owen Wilson in Peter and the Wolf?
Owen Wilson voicing all of the green aliens from Toy Story just showed up. Wow.
I'm loving
it. Oh, wow, the claw. The claw.
Wow, the claw. We love the claw.
Wow, we love the buddy. We love the claw, buddy.
Wow, the hunters are here.
Oh, wow, the hunters.
Oh, yeah. Let us hear it. Let us hear it, Scott. Ooh.
It's all they do. It's just timpanis. I actually never learned that one part.
Ooh.
Cool.
Timpanis, the drums you gotta tune.
Do you think that, so what is the general arc of Peter and the wolf? Like Peter gets chased by a wolf and then hunters kill the wolf? I truly don't remember at all.
I don't remember at all either.
But I bet there's a better story for kids, even using like a wolf. Like we can do better Peter and the wolf for the kids. That the kids will like, that the kids will relate to. I'm sure of it. We cut to the woods, obviously. There's a boy there. You know his name's Peter. Let's just see what we got.
We got woods, we got trees, we got leaves, we got reeds, and they make sounds, and they make sounds. We got animals, birds and things, we got other bugs that also have wings. They make sounds, they make sounds. Is any of this interesting to you, small child? Is any of this good, or am I being wild? Is any of this good to you, small child? Does it pique an interest in classical music for you?
What do we gotta do, small child, to get you to the orchestra or the opera or learning to play the bassoon? Do I have to put a Pikachu sticker on my cello? Is the Pikachu sticker gonna do it for you? Is any of this working for you, small child? Is any of this bringing you into the classical tent? Is any of this working for you, small child? Okay, I'm spent.
I know you like animals, we teach you the cow goes moo. But what if instead going moo, it went toodly-too? And I taught you that that was a clarinet. Would you like it or yet, would you fall in love? Is any of this working for you, small child? Is any of this getting through to you?
Is any of this getting through to you?
Is any of this working for you, small child? Is orchestra music something you could get into?
Oh, I can't believe it. My dad's making me join the school band.
Okay, cool.
Cool?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Is it cool?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why isn't it cool?
I don't know. I don't play any of the band instruments.
Well, now you're going to learn. Isn't that cool? I might join and play the Glockenspiel.
Wait, really? Wait, Cynthia, yeah. Really? Wait,
yeah.
Cynthia, really?
Yeah.
Wait, is the Glockenspiel the small metal xylophone?
Yeah. And sometimes also referred to as the bells.
Oh,
which is confusing because then you think of like a handbell choir, which this is not.
Can I play handbells?
You can, but not in the school band.
What about that's electric like a separate guitar?
Well, I feel like you need to walk before you run. But if you're like interested in something with like strings, then maybe you should start by playing, I don't know, like the violin or the cello. It might get you used to like holding down what you'll ultimately hold down for frets.
Cool.
Like I'm interested in playing the Glockenspiel because I'm interested in building upon the piano knowledge that I already have and playing it in a different percussive way.
You don't want to play the piano in the band.
Well, because there's not piano in the band.
See, this is part of why I'm worried about Cynthia. You are sort of a musical prodigy, and I feel like our parents talk, and they know you're a musical prodigy. Uh-huh. And I feel like I am now getting roped into the school band because you're a musical prodigy. I mean, I'll play the violin. I assume it's easy. I bet it's got, like, frets and stuff, so I know where all of the notes are.
I'm so... Wait, hang on. sorry, backtrack, Matthew. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you that they don't have frets, and it is harder, and it is actually wild that we make so many small children start with violin.
Okay, because but I'm sure it's fine. I bet it's like real comfortable to just pull it up under my chin.
No, in fact, like if you are really dedicated, you'll get something called a violin hickey, which is just like the natural course of the fact that it will rub on your neck straight up all the time.
Okay, but I'm sure I can like hold the stick, however, because it's just like a stick, and I just
It's a very delicate bow made of like it's going to straight up place you in the time and place for how old this is. You're like, wait, is this like horsehair? We pretty much use like synthetic things now, especially for you starting out, but like it's wild. You're truly like playing history.
I feel like I picked
mad hard, Matthew.
Okay, well now it seems like you also know a lot about the history of it, Cynthia. And
well, I'm a musical prodigy, so you gotta enjoy it, you know, coming from all angles.
I wish I was a prodigy at anything. I guess I'm kind of a prodigy of going into the woods and just sort of like hanging out in there.
Yeah, you're totally a woods prodigy.
But I don't like a
Matthew,
music.
If I think about like who told me that moss grows on the north side, it's not a book.
That.
It's
I
you.
I told you that.
And if like you told me that usually ground slopes back towards a source of water and that's a great way to find your way back if you're lost, mm-hmm. That's not from a book. That's from you. And also that you could dig into snow to make a snow cave if you need to make a shelter. Now, that one's from Bear Grylls, but it could have been from you. It could have been from you, Matthew.
I know a lot about the woods. I know a lot about trees reaching towards the sun. I know a lot about the earth. But when all is said and done, can't really be a prodigy. I'm just sort of walking around by trees. My parents want something more for me, so I'm wondering, could we bring you and me together into the woods? You're a musical prodigy, and I know stuff about dirt and wood, and together our powers combine could be something good, you and me, just sort of hanging out in the woods.
I could bring my flute, or maybe my piccolo, so it doesn't weigh me down and I can hike better and so. And I can show you which tall grasses can be reeds. You have some wants to fulfill, I have some needs.
It could be you and me, two prodigies in the woods. You and me, two prodigies in the woods. You're naming lots of instruments and I name birds, and together that's good. You and me, two prodigies in the woods. You could play the piccolo, and we could see if a bird thinks maybe that piccolo is another bird.
And then if that bird shows up on my shoulder and I get scared, you'll help me be bolder and you'll tell the bird, don't worry, bird.
It's just you and me, two prodigies in the woods. In the woods.
In the woods, bringing together music and nature like we should.
You and me, two prodigies in the woods. But I guess we'll go after band practice.
Yeah, you should join. Like, don't be shy of trying new things.
Okay, I'll try violin.
Buddy, did you hear that sound?
What?
It was kind of like a diddle-loo. And I was like, is someone trying to mate with me right now?
Oh.
Because it was like a diddle-loo.
It's like, it's higher?
Yeah. Wait, there it was.
That's high. That's a high noise. That gets my feathers all fluffed and
rough. That gets my feathers all like, come here. What are you?
Let me puff up for you. Like, what is
let
that
me puff
diddle,
up for you.
You little diddle-doo-doo.
What is that diddle-doo?
Ooh, diddle-diddle-doo.
I've never heard. Oh my gosh.
Can we talk about the male birds in this forest? Because I want to throw up and not into the mouths of my children, like in a bad way, like blah, like what are they doing?
Like, okay. Do better. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry that like evolutionarily you're shiny and like you have bright colors to attract me, but like you need to take care of that gift. Like I full on see these like beautiful, fully beautiful male birds just sort of like rolling in mud and wasting these iridescent feathers that are freaking gorgeous that I would freaking die for.
I would die for them. Like you, like great. You've got the feathers. I love
you've
it.
You've got you're, it. And you're it's rolling attracting
in mud.
Me.
You're rolling in mud. Take care of it. But like what's under the feathers, please.
Thank
like,
you, Betty.
Like
thank
what
you.
Are we doing?
Because like, if I see like a...
Thank you, Carol. Like what are we doing?
If I see like a freaking dirty peacock, I'm like, well, what does that mean about how you're taking care of like the inside? And now how can I like connect to you in like a truthful, long-lasting way and not in a way where I'm just like, oh my gosh, it looks like you have a bunch of eyes. Oh my gosh, your feathers look like a bunch of eyes.
Yes.
I'm looking at them and they're beautiful. And then I'm like, wait, you're a bird. It only lasts for 1 second. Like that's the spark.
Thank
but what's
you.
Gonna fan the flame?
What's gonna fan the flame? What's gonna make it last longer? And thank you. Like as a peahen, you obviously, like I'm a peahen and you are a macaw.
I'm a female duck.
You're a female. What? You're a female duck.
You know, so like that mallard, you know that mallard head that's like so green and shiny.
So
that the
green
dudes
and
get?
Shiny.
And I look. You know, I look like I look, which is like, I love it and it's beautiful. But like those shiny, that shiny green head, you know, it drives me wild. But then I'm like, well, what else now?
I love a
and
shiny,
it's so cool
I love
that it has
a shiny
like a
boy.
White collar.
Yes, I love a shiny boy, but what else now?
Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
When you flew by, but what more do you have in store? You made me stop.
You made me stop.
When I heard you squawk.
When I heard you squawk.
But now what do you have to say?
Oh, oh, oh. You know I love a shiny boy. Shine in the shimmer to catch my eye, but you really gotta figure it out now. Oh, you know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else? You caught my eye with your iridescent feathery spread, but who am I gonna be when I'm talking to you? What comes out of your head? You've got to work on yourself. Please don't roll in the mud. Please build yourself a personality. I'm gonna need a little more than shiny feathers if you wanna mate with me.
You know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else now? You know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else now? You better have answers to my questions when I you know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else now?
Got the feathers, but do you got the brains? Ooh, you got the colors, but can you take me on a picnic conversation? Can you give me mental titillation?
You know I love when I see you peacocking, but we better get past it into some pee-good-pee talking. Oh yeah, that's how we're gonna pee-pee walking through life for more than one day.
Oh, you know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else now?
You know I love a shiny boy, but what else now? What else?
Is rock solid when we dig, dig, deep, deep down. But you know I love a shiny boy. But what else now? What else
now?
But yeah, I'm going to follow that diddle diddle do.
I'm going to follow that diddle diddle doodle. I see where it diddle diddle does what it does.
Okay, everyone. And now, if you could, eyes up here, eyes up here. Everyone. Oh, boy. Oh, the violin made sound.
Mr. Bandman?
Uh-huh.
This violin just made a bad noise when I tried to play it.
Well, okay. Matthew, we need to take it one step at a time, okay? So you don't want to just drag. You don't want to just drag the bow across the strings, mm-hmm. okay? That's not going to make a good sound.
Okay.
Cynthia. Oh! That was a little bit better.
Yeah, I dragged my hand across a lot of the strings.
Oh, you did with your hand?
I pressed it down, because normally it's really hard to get, what's this called, the bow?
That's the bow.
I can only get it to play like two strings at once, but if I grab the whole neck real tight and smush it down, now I can play all four strings at once.
Mr. Bandman, I'm sorry, would you like me to help kind of, you know, it's Matthew's first day and...
Thank you, God, please let Cynthia help me.
You know, honestly, I feel like this has kind of been foisted on him. You know, a lot of parents like to get their children into music, but if there's not a lot of guidance, sometimes they like burn out quickly and they have sort of a negative experience instead of slowly building a lifelong appreciation. And sort of like just understanding that expanding your brain is a good, valuable skill, whether or not you stick with music or
when
not.
When are we going to focus on me, Richard Flugelhorn from the Flugelhorn family?
Richard, just because your ancestors invented the French horn doesn't mean you get to, like, command these conversations.
I'm just saying that there haven't been enough parts for the flugelhorn in the arrangements that we've done.
Okay.
I don't like that guy, Cynthia.
Yeah, neither do
I. He thinks he's better than me, and he is when it comes to playing instruments, but not as a human.
Yeah. Not as a human. And so, like, it's not a good excuse, you know. I was just going to sort of advocate for you that Mr. Bandman let you play a guitar, because it feels like that's, you know, people should sort of, like, encourage you to come to music like you want or, like, you're interested in. It's, like, more likely to keep... keep your interest.
So you saw what I was doing, which was playing the violin like guitar.
Like it was a guitar.
He's like, this guy clearly wants to play the guitar.
And you said it to me. That was the first thing you said.
Right,
and I did say that. And I was kind of like, oh, you might need to like build up to that. And also like those instruments aren't typically available in like a sort of public school sixth grade band.
I'm hearing a lot of blubbling and not a lot of flugeling from me.
Richard
Flugelhorn.
Richard, Mr. Bandman, I'm calling in an official music off with Richard so he shuts the freak up right now.
Oh, you want to have a musical duel?
Oh my gosh, you're the worst. You are the worst. I know that phrase gets overused.
Please, no, he's the worst. Would you just do me a favor and wipe the floor with him?
I'm gonna freaking trounce on this clown right now.
Everyone knows the rules of a musical duel. You can only call one a semester in your school. And Mr. Bandman can't stop it. It's a musical law. So here we go. Get ready to hear my flugelhorn, brah. Did you hear? That was sort of my like ode to Eye of the Tiger was in there a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Step to that, Cynthia.
You're coming at me while I'm got. I gotta tell you while you're on your horn that I'm a prodigy, picking up every instrument since the day I was born. Let me give you just a little show. Let me give you a little bit of piccolo. But that's not it though. Let me go to the oboe. Doing it every day with no regrets. Let me switch on to a different reed. It's the clarinet. And you know, I know, Tama, come on the attack. That if I can play that, I can probably play the sax. No musical instrument can I not handle. You can't even start to hold a candle. Okay, Glockenspiel, take me out.
My asthma. I give up. You win. I quit band forever, and I give you my flugelhorn, as is the custom of a musical duel.
Oh, okay.
But I won't forget this day, right, Cynthia. A powerful enemy you have made of the flugelhorns and the flugelhorn empire!
Wow. Matthew, I hope that that doesn't come back to haunt me.
Definitely won't. Will it, though? Find out when we hit the second half of this musical. Will it come back to haunt them? Will they ever get to the woods? Will Matthew and Cynthia create a musical prodigy hybrid that brings the modern children into the tent of classical music? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Naturally Orchestrated, the musical!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back. Oh, this thing? They're still doing it? Oh, we love it. When we last left, Matthew and Cynthia were in the band class, but Cynthia had just defeated Richard in a musical duel. Meanwhile, Betty and Carol are asking more of male birds in the woods. What will happen next? Find out in the second half of Naturally Orchestrated, the musical. Oh my gosh, Matthew, that was so thrilling. Like, it's the first time I've really used my, like, prodigy power for... Well, do you see that?
Whoa. I saw it.
Do you see that?
What are those?
There's just like a mad amount of birds coming into the band room right now.
There's like a bunch of them. Hey!
Ow! What? Oh! What? What? A full chicken and a little...
A full chicken, a little sparrow. I think that's a pigeon. That's a dove. There's a pigeon over there. I think there's like, I can't tell if that's a raven or a crow. Oh, it's a raven. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Matthew, you're the one who knows about the woods and nature. Why are there fully like 7 to 9 unique species of bird in here?
Well, I'll tell you, birds moving in mass is sometimes, it can be a sort of like precursor to a lot of things. One, earthquake. Two, okay. Forest fire. I mean, honestly, a lot of them are natural disasters and animals just know them before we do. Another could be the reversal in the polarity, which is more of a science fiction thing, but does also happen on a natural scale every once in a while.
Sick, tight, but lit. That's like, love your knowledge.
Thank you. But that happens every, like, we're talking a couple times over the course of the existence of the Earth. That would be huge.
I'm sorry. Just when I get stressed out, I should have helped you earlier. This is a little like some people use fidget spinners and some people use like little fidgety Rubik's cubies. I have this mini guitar that I fidget with when I'm nervous. I'm sorry, it's just gonna help me think.
Okay. Oh wow. The birds are all landing on they're sort of nuzzling up on the little mini guitar.
Oh, me right now?
Yeah, they love that little thing. What is happening with...
Why are all these birds, like, fully all over me in this guitar?
Did you play this guitar earlier, by the way, in your duel at all? Or before the duel?
Before the duel,
because I
was,
during the warm-up.
Yeah, I played it in the warm-up because I was worried about, like, how class was going to go for you. And, like, just I really wanted you to fall in love with music. And it felt like the stakes were really big for our friendship.
I think someone fell in love with music of this guitar. And I think it's maybe why these birds are here. Spread their wings wide.
I'd like to, you know, nothing would make me feel better than if I could help them soar and I could release their little feathers. But I do not know the way to the woods. We have to work together like you knew we should.
I will be your guide to get these birds outside, and you and I together will fly.
This is a bird call.
This is a bird call.
This is a bird call.
Now we're taking a walk.
This is a bird call. One little step from a guitar so
the woods to take these birds back to where you know you should. Into the woods, a lot of birds are following guitar now. Okay, just follow me this way. There's a trail that goes out from behind the gym.
Oh, wow. I've never taken advantage of this really beautiful trail before.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. Sometimes I found it here when I kicked a soccer ball too hard. Oh, wow, they're singing with it. Have to lead them to many different homes. They all are birds, they all live somewhere in this woods, but they seem to be following you closely. Wouldn't want to leave them on their own from this bird.
Buddy, what?
So that was the deedly deed.
Okay, and it was this human 14-year-old girl. I'm really good at naming ages. Mm-hmm, well, actually, she might be 12. I don't know. This is a middle school, and some middle schools are 6, 7, 8, and some are just 7, 8.
I love that you're a prodigy bird about knowing about the human education system.
Well, you know, everyone has
an interest. I'm a prodigy bird about knowing the best seeds of a bagel to eat.
And it is?
Sesame.
Okay. You're right. Duncan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Have you noticed that about 7 to 9 species of female birds have suddenly sort of like flown away from us?
You know, Percival, I did sort of like, I woke up. I did my normal thing.
Roll in the mud.
Woke up, rolled up, paid no attention to sort of like getting my ish together. Just sort of wandered out, fluffed up, walked around.
And fully normally, fluffed up, walked around.
Normally there's a bunch of ladies out there and they're liking what I'm bringing to the table. They're coming all up ons. I'm getting down. I'm
Hell
shaking
yeah.
the tail feather. They like what I'm putting Hell down. Yeah. That did Hell not yeah. happen today.
Same. Listen, I woke up, straight up rolled around in the mud. Then I floated peacefully on the ocean. Psych, I was in a lake. And psych, I wasn't floating peacefully right under the surface. You know my little duck feet are going wild.
Hell yeah, mallard style. Gotta do those kicks. Kicks
gotta
on kicks.
Gotta get those kicks in. But then I was like, wait a second. Where's Carol at? And she was like, nowhere to be found. And I tried to like squawk and I tried to like show my shiny, shiny head that has kind of like a cool little white collar at the bottom. And she was nowhere, dude.
And I was looking for Betty. And normally I drop these curtains, these butt curtains. I
Come on,
fan
show
the,
me.
I
Come
fan,
on, show me.
I fan these boys out.
Heyo.
I'm like, okay, here we go. It's the musical.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. It's, what's it called? Man, I wish I knew more about musicals. You know, the one with all the feathers in it.
What's that?
I'm trying to remember. I saw a book. She was telling me. Oh, man. Carol was telling me because she knows all about human stuff. Hold on. I have to get this or it is going to kill me. It's not Cabaret.
Oh.
It is... Have a similar name, though. It's describing
Chicago?
Like a show. No, it's older than that.
Anything Goes.
No, it's really, truly all about like glitz and glam. Like, there's literally a series of things in the producers that's making fun of it when everyone comes out in like, oh, God, this is going to kill me.
Well, let's
this
dig in, man. We got nowhere to go with
right.
just two male birds.
It's just two male birds trying to remember the name of this musical that Carol told me this one time.
Follies?
Thank you. And that's why you're my best friend, Percy. That's why you're my dude. It is Follies. I'm trying to do Follies up here.
Wait, but I thought Follies was about like how that theater was dying and the old people who like really loved to be a part of Follies were now lost. So it actually has like some deep pathos. It's not just like a feathery fun.
I didn't catch that when I saw it. What I saw was, you got feathers, you're gonna be fine. Feathers are all you need. You got bright, pretty feathers, so you'll be okay. I assure you, yes, indeed. Because feathers are what's important to catch a little lady's eye. So if you got feathers, you don't have to try. You're gonna be fine. You don't have to try. Both are true.
Now I remember a part of Follies. Now I might be mistaken, but stick with me.
Sure.
I think there's some real deep ennui and tragedy. It has that one song that's like, I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you.
Okay, but there's a part about feathers and how you'll be fine.
That's right.
As long as you've got feathers, you know your life is divine.
Life is divine.
If you wake up in the morning, the world is on your plate. You can have one world at a time. As long as you got feathers, you're gonna be fine.
All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you still stays on.
What's happening? Percy, what's happening?
I'm just remembering parts of Follies.
Oh, okay.
I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me. Or were you just being kind?
So, P-Man, are you telling
Duncan.
Me that this musical was not about just get pretty and big and fluffy and... There's got to be something more than just having feathers.
Whoa, Duncan, this is making me kind of think that maybe you and me have been too concerned with being shiny boys, and we haven't been working on what's in our heads.
Well, we've been rolling in the mud a lot, but that was a sort of different. That was sort of just like, it feels good to do.
That's right. I don't think maybe it's just about having feathers.
You need more than feathers. So much more than feathers.
Okay, Matthew.
Yeah, I was gonna.
So this first little ground foul goes right here. Bye bye. Ping, ping, ping.
That's right. You put almost all of them back. What's following you still around? Peahen and a
duck.
And a duck.
And also this hummingbird, but I don't think that was there in the first place.
No, they just sort of like dip in and dip out.
Dip in and dip out. Wait a second. I hear something that's not a bird. Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Did you hear me approach?
Yes, Richard. Because you freaking are playing a bugly French horn in the middle of
another horn. That's right. Yes. I cut you off. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, gosh. Wow. That's really sweet of you. I didn't think you had it in you.
Well, we can't have a back and forth if I'm stepping on the back or forth.
I'm just like, we're in these really sort of, peaceful and sort of idyllic woods. And then out of nowhere comes like a horn sound. I'm pretty sure it's you, Richard.
Yes, mad because it is me.
Wiped the band floor with you.
I got home and my mummy and puppy gave me a real talking to for losing one of the ancient flugelhorn family flugelhorns. And then they gave me another one because, again, we have many of them.
Sure.
But I was reflecting back on sort of our relationship that I have with you and wondering why I hate you so very, very much. But I think part of it is that I like to hate you, you know? I feel like it's a sort of, you are, game recognized game.
Sure.
Girl, you're good. You're a good girl. Dang, you play so many instruments and you play them very well.
And honestly, like, obviously you're very good at French horn and you sort of have, like, sometimes I worry that maybe I shouldn't be sort of this jack of all trades, you know, master of none situation. And you've really sort of dialed down on the fugly bugly horn.
I only like the fugly bugly horn, though. I don't want to, like, understand, like, I don't mean to say that this is right for you.
Sure.
But I feel like the reason that you diversify is because you enjoy playing multiple instruments.
I do. Yeah, it's exciting.
I don't like any of the others. I don't like how they sound. Uh-huh. I don't like the sort of songs they play in.
Weird.
And I'm not good at them immediately. And that's the sort of main one.
Yeah, that can be a real barrier for entry for a lot of people. It was a barrier of entry for Matthew, too.
Oh, tell me about it. Sure was. But now I can play. I've learned that you only play one string of the violin at a time, and that a guitar generally doesn't exist in most orchestras, at least an electric one. Is there an acoustic guitar in orchestras?
Not traditionally, but like, I mean, sometimes, especially if you're doing a specific style of music, I mean, there are some styles of music that have classical guitar, like Spanish guitar, that you might bring in if you were doing some of that, but it doesn't really usually come into classical orchestrations. Not on the huge.
Well, that's not why I've come to the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Come to the woods to settle our score once and for all.
But it felt like we were kind of settling it.
Yes, sorry. What did I say?
Well, I don't know. I was really like, oh, no, he's going to come in here and he's going to like be sort of an obstacle to getting these two birds home. And then he was like, girl, you're good. And I was like, oh, maybe we could just kind of part ways.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm just going through the woods. I'm just happening to run into you here. I have something to do on the other side of the woods.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow, I feel like I want to like take something from that like I don't need to just sort of assume that he was going to be a problem. But
he takes up a lot of space,
yeah.
Sort of everywhere he's going.
Yeah, so I don't know. Cuts both ways, I guess.
I guess. We're children. I guess we don't have to have it perfect yet. Anyway, let's get some of these birds home using our combined knowledge of the woods.
Okay, I don't have knowledge of the woods, but I do have knowledge that these birds well, they've really followed me closely when I've played the little guitar. Mm-hmm. And they were the first ones to burst in. So, you know, these birds are like bold. And well, also I could find, like you said, a source of water. That's probably where the duck needs to go. I don't really know about this peahen, but we can start to get to the water for the duck.
Peahens do better in desert climates than you might think. So,
is this pretty much fully in the wrong place?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you can leave him more places than, or her more places than you might think. That you she'll be okay.
Okay, that's nice.
And she also seems to be following this duck pretty closely. I don't know what their deal is. It seems like they're friends or something. So, like, that's honestly more important than where she, quote unquote, should be. If that's where she wants to be, let her do her thing.
Should we just walk away?
Yeah, she'll just, I guess, just sort of stop playing.
Let's just get on.
Oh, is the concert over? I think she's done.
Oh my gosh, she's like really good. And that boy walked really efficiently. I didn't even know that this path was here, you know? Like, this was the best way to get back.
This is a good path. Is there like, how do you say goodbye in human?
Oh my gosh. Let me try. If you leave me now. If you leave me now, I won't forget you, girl with guitar and boy who knows how to walk. Squang, 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 squang. Do you think that they understood that?
I think so. Let me try to do my part. If we leave you now, we want to say thank you for the walk and the very efficient path and the beautiful guitar song. And I want to say deep in our hearts, you gave us joy today. And so as we leave you now, I guess the only thing left to say is we thank
like they're going through something and we should run. The sounds are terrifying.
The sounds are scary, but their eyes tell me that they're actually okay. They're not doing aggressive behavior. I think they're trying to say thank you.
Oh, that's so, sweet.
We'll say thank you the way that birds do, by ruffling up our clothes a lot, fluffing up, trying to make ourselves look like we just took a bath, and then blinking, and then pecking around in the ground and then walking away. When birds leave, you just walk away. You just turn around and walk away.
Walk away.
But where should we go? Because honestly, the birds were not the point. I kinda just wanted to hang around with you, and I was worried that music was your joint. And ever since you played all of these instruments and I didn't, where was I gonna hang out with you?
You know what I hear? I hear the music of feet on a trail. You know what I hear? I hear the sound of wind making its wail. You know what I hear? I hear trees. Music happens naturally. Naturally.
Wait, there's no time for us? But we're not even shiny boys anymore.
It's okay. We can just, well, real quick, let's wrap our ish up. We can figure this out. There's time for us. I know that we're used to everything being about us, but what we're learning now is that maybe it's not.
Oh, so should we just walk away?
I think maybe we just walk away.
Okay, cool. Walk away! The end! That was Naturally Orchestrated
celebrated the musical with some real bird facts. Thank you all so much. Boy, I feel like we really told Peter and the Wolf.
We really did what we said we were going to do, which was do a Peter and the Wolf that the kids would really like. And we filled it with things that kids like. Like classical instruments and the woods, which I guess was sort of what Peter and the Wolf is. In my brain, I was like, and they're definitely going to sing a song about Pikachu, and then that did not happen. And that's okay.
Do you need to, Zach?
Mm-mm. I don't. Okay. I can just walk away.
You can just walk. Yeah. I can just walk away.
So, all of you, thank you for joining with us. You have our permission to walk away anytime. Not from this necessarily, but from anything in your life that needs to be walked away from.
Ooh, thank you, Brett. Brett is playing a sweet, tiny guitar.
He sure is. And that is Brett on the frets. And this has been Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, and Dana Wicks on the sticks. Thank all of you for listening and joining Off Book in these quarantines as we sort of forge through the internet. Someone asked online how we are doing this now, and I'll just shout it out real quick. We're using Source Connect, and we're using Zoom, and mostly Brett doesn't have to tweak stuff afterwards, but also he still does a little bit.
Brett's doing a lot of work. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett. Hashtag Brett will have to make it make sense. And it's not perfect, but it gets us close, and none of us are perfect, and we're all trying to get better, and that's the point. Thank you for listening to this episode of Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We love you very much, and it's, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
It is, of course, brought to you by Woodbird, the wooden frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? Didn't have time this week. Maybe next time we'll figure it out. But as we say at the end of every episode.
Zach, you should get that raven out of your room.
Oh, I should, but he pays rent, so he lives here now.
Oh, great. That's so Raven.
That's so Raven.
As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if it's that musical with all those feathers,
you know that people gotta get their personalities together.
Bye!
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.